Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And I wouldn't put it past him, Mark. I wouldn't, because I mean, he had all these friends in high places and he did get all of these people into office. And so I'm sure that there was a lot of back rubbing going on behind the scenes. You know there was. Hello. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. And happy Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? Can you believe we're here? Like Christmas time, it's here.
This year has mercifully flown.
I know. I kind of wanted to fly, but then I realized that my daughter is getting older.
I know. And I'm like, that's the only part.
It is the only part when your kids get older and you're like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Thank you, Maria. Is it Mariah or Mariah? Mariah or Maria Poland. Thank you very, very much. For that. Thank you. Hopefully everybody is surviving this bomb cyclone. It is freaking cold here in Indianapolis. Minus 10 currently. The high today is minus 1. And it feels like minus 43 or something like that is the wind chill.
I feel like Generac should be one of our sponsors because I'm running right now on a Generac generator right now. I'm running on right now.
Because of wind.
Yeah, I mean, our power's been out pretty much all night, and I'm running on a generator. Thank God we have one. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we'd be really cold.
Everybody is super stickering us. Oh my God, thank you so much. Merry Christmases to you too. Shelly, happy Christmas. She says, happy Christmas, Adam, because Adam came before Eve. I hope you're safe, warm, happy, and blessed. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. And Merry Christmas to you guys. Merry Christmas to everybody. I know you guys are gearing up probably for family and friends, or maybe not. Maybe you're going to have a quiet Christmas. We're just going to kind of be chilling out. We have one of our kids coming in and that's it. So kind of excited for a low-key Christmas this year. Yeah.
It is going to be a quiet Christmas here too, because everybody is staying indoors. Got my father-in-law here and it's just going to be the four of us.
Happy birthday, Barb. Happy birthday to you, Barb. It's her birthday today.
Okay, so the reason that I bring up the cold is because I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday and I noticed a video of someone that looked familiar, but I had to look at the name to recognize actually who this was talking about the cold snap coming in South Dakota.
Governor Kristi Noem here, and I wanted to give you a quick update on our storm situation. We do have another storm rolling through the state. It's very different than the last one. This one is extreme temperatures, so we're going to have wind chills of minus 35 to minus 50, and that means that if you can stay home tomorrow, that you probably should.
So that is Kristi Noem.
Okay.
And I did not recognize her, you guys.
I did not recognize her. Because she's putting some stuff in her face? Is that what the deal is? Why are people doing this?
She's so beautiful.
She's absolutely gorgeous. I love her. I just love her. She's fantastic. Just
why?
Love
why?
Governor
why?
Noem. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody needs to like her best friend. If she has a best friend, her best friend needs to pull her aside and be like, listen, God Lay graced off. You with like incredible beauty.
And like so unfair beauty.
It's totally unfair beauty. The beauty that you got because he gave you like an extra dose of the beauty. And so
she like got like an overdose of
you
it.
Got like a booster of beauty. And so, you know, you need to just go, thanks God for my extra dose and booster of beauty.
I'm not going to mess with it.
Yeah. Can we just not? Why are we doing this?
I don't know. And so I don't know what her intentions are in terms of, you know, people are speculating that she might run for president and all that. Right. And that's fine. But I'm telling you right now, if that is her goal, she definitely needs to stop because this will be the focus. It already is for me. And I don't even want that to be the focus. But I was so like, no freaking way is that her. No way.
Because they will. Yeah, because they'll write about that. They'll talk about it. People will do that. Yeah, and the hair and the don't, ladies.
You're messing with perfection.
We did a whole podcast on this. Like, let's normalize aging. Let's just normalize being ourselves and not effing with our faces.
Yes.
Can we just not do that?
Everybody stop putting the things in your face. Don't do it anymore.
Let's just not do that. Okay. Until your 20 year old
Wallace
to stop putting the stuff in their face.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Mark says, if you did a New Year's Eve podcast, I would take over at 11:45 after the Buckeyes slaughtered the Bulldogs. Okay. I see what you did there.
I mean, I think it's a lofty goal. It's
Patrick a lofty Connolly, goal. Merry Christmas to you both. Thank you for the gifts you bring us every morning. All the best. Jade Smith, taking you with me now to button up my goats from the storm. My girls are mocking Daisy since I love you both so much. Oh my God.
Are you serious? Are you kidding?
Isn't that the sweetest, you guys?
You guys
are too much.
That is the sweetest. I cannot.
All right. We got to get some news other than Christy Noem.
News. Besides the bomb. So there's a bomb cyclone. So that was like the point of that, showing that.
That was the point of that.
That sounds terrifying, just FYI. Bomb cyclone.
It's freaking cold, you guys. It's really, really cold.
Yeah, I need to ask Greta Thunberg where the global warming is, just FYI.
Well, that's the thing. She'll just say, it's not global warming, it's climate change. That way we can cover all of our bases.
Yeah. And then she'd look at me and go, how dare you?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So yesterday, we mentioned during the morning show yesterday that SBF was being extradited, coming back to the United States, or that he was already back in the United States. And he has been released on bail, you guys. And his prosecutors are acting like they're some kind of big saviors. Because look at us. We got the highest bail amount ever in the history of ever. But Vivek Ramaswamy was on with Tucker last night to explain why this is all such a huge ass scam. Listen.
On $250 million bail. That is dead wrong. It is a bond because $250 million wasn't actually put up. It was just an equity interest in his parents' $4 million home. So it may as well have been.
So it's like, literally, it's like his business itself. It's totally fake.
Exactly. That's the whole point. The whole thing is a smokescreen. It is an optical illusion. And why did they do it? It's because it makes the prosecutors look good. It makes them look like they're being tough, making the highest possible bond in American history. Guess what? If he flees, it could have been $10 trillion. Nobody's putting up that money. And the whole thing is a story of smokescreens, from the do-good smokescreen of SBF and effective altruism and the good ESG scores, now to the prosecutors, just like SBF, pretending like they're participating in a modern Charles Dickens novel where everyone is a caricature of themselves, playing their own role. And this was all about today, the prosecutors puffing their chest at something that was an optical illusion all the way down.
I mean, what a joke this whole thing is.
Judge Jeanine was saying that she doesn't think anything's going to happen to this guy. And I tend to agree. Like, I don't think anything's probably going to happen to this guy either. He has too many friends. What's going to happen from her perspective is she says that he's going to claim that, like, the charges are too much. Like, there's so much dumbassery here. I'm paraphrasing, of course. There's so much dumbassery and so many charges here that he's going to be like, I didn't know anything. And and then the scapegoat will be all these other people. He's going to claim that. All the other people in his business, like his girlfriend and all these other
people. No, because that's the other weird thing is that she pled guilty already to fraud in January. Her and the other, a CTO, they pled guilty to fraud charges in January. And Benny Johnson was freaking out about this yesterday because essentially if they pled guilty to charges of fraud a year ago and were still allowed, like the whole company was still allowed to keep scamming just to get Democrats through the election.
Yeah.
And that's when all the news broke. Then that's even a huger scandal than we even all realized.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing is that, like, I think the contention is that he was just like, I'm unaware, you know, like, oh my God, all this stuff was happening. And I just was completely unaware. Like, oh, I just had no idea this stuff was going on. Just too much stuff
was
going on,
no,
and I didn't know.
Way.
Yeah, he's going to claim ignorance, stupidity even. you know, that I didn't know. So I can't possibly be charged with this stuff because I didn't know what was going on, you know? So,
oh my God.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him, Mock. I wouldn't, because I mean, he had all these friends in high places and he did get all of these people into office. And so I'm sure that there was a lot of back rubbing going on behind the scenes. You know, there was so much back rubbing. This guy, you know, had all this money going back and forth. And you know that he knew, you know, he did actually know about all of these transactions.
If nothing happens to him,
how many times does this happen in our 14 years of doing this? How many times has it happened where people should go to jail and they freaking don't? Seriously. I know. Serenity now. I know. Right. But when it's a Democrat, I mean, how many times have we seen it where Democrats just skate? They just freaking skate. Meantime, they've got like Trump on a, let me find his tax returns and figure out how we can put that guy in jail. You know, God. I know. Audit. Right.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Pamela Carpenter. Thank you very much. Yes, he is a dope. He is for sure a dope. Speaking of dopes, Brian Kilmeade, not that he's a dope, but Brian Kilmeade had Lindsey Graham. He had Lindsey Graham on his show yesterday to talk about why Lindsey, along with 17 other Senate Republicans,
all dopes,
voted in favor of this ridiculous $1.4 trillion spending bill. Because if you're not mad about that, I don't even know. Like, you should be mad because this is just absolutely insane that we're diving into all this more spending. So Brian said, what's the deal, Lindsey? Like, why did you vote for this? So I thought, well, I'm going to play Lindsey's answer because he's all pro-military guy and see if he convinces you or the rest of our watchers right now, if he's making a good case for Republicans signing off on this bull crap. Here it is.
Well, at the end of the day, I care about the men and women in uniform like you do. The Biden budget increased defense spending by 5%. Inflation is over 7%. So what did we do today? We increased defense spending by 10%. The Biden budget increased non-defense spending by 13%. We flipped it. In the bill I voted for today, non-defense spending went up 5%. Defense spending went up 10%. The men and women of the military got a raise, and they got more money than inflation. And if you did nothing, you're reducing defense spending in a time of great danger. The process sucks. It was a train wreck. I'm hoping the House Republicans, when they get in charge, will pass 12 separate bills, not one big monstrous bill at the end. And I have a better choice of sitting, you know, cutting the men and women in the military's ability to defend the nation or voting for a 4,000-page bill. I'm hoping Kevin McCarthy can fix that on the House side to give us a little leverage in the Senate. And to my House colleagues, you got every right to complain. But if you send over a budget that cuts defense or doesn't keep up with inflation, it will be dead on arrival. My number one goal as a member of the United States Senate is to defend this nation. And you cannot have defense budgets below inflation when the world is on fire. That's why I voted for it.
Blah, blah, blah.
I take it you don't buy it.
No, I'm not buying what he's selling. If his number one goal is to defend this nation, he should shut the freaking border. That's what he should do. That's the first thing that he should do. That's what all should be doing. If they're number one, shut up. You should have done that years ago, Mamby Pamby. God, I'm so sick of these people. They're so full of shit.
And it just makes me feel like, okay, so now we're spending all this much more on military. Our military isn't being strengthened. Our military and our basically the military spending is just going over to Ukraine. Here you go, Ukraine.
Yeah, you
here's
know what
all the your, here's you all know your what missiles the Pentagon got your in weaponry.
In that bill, you know what the Pentagon got? More diversity programs.
Oh my God.
Look
I
what's
can't.
In the bill. If you read what's in the bill, that's what they got. They got more diversity. They got more infrastructure crap that has nothing to do with helping us at all or keeping us safe. It's not keeping us safe. They got diversity
and
crap.
Why do they have to put everything into one giant thing? They should vote on big issues as standalone issues.
One thing
and
at
so
a time.
So for Lindsay's basically saying, well, I hope the House sorts it all out. This is why we're in the mess that we're in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's full
just
of crap.
Never going to end. Belinda, thank you so much. Holly, thank you. Or Hallie? Hallie. Hallie, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to some of my favorite chicks and fellow fans, Mama Christy Hunt and Aunt Pam Selvage. Thank you guys very, very much for that. Just, I'm so sick of, it's everybody is treating taxpayer money like it's just endless and it doesn't affect people. It does affect people.
Right. Well, the taxpayers, the people who are footing the bill are the ones living paycheck to paycheck. And these people live high on the hog. I mean, yesterday, this will infuriate you. The head of the IRS now gets a chauffeur, you guys. The head of the IRS gets a chauffeur. That's in the bill. Aren't you guys excited about, yay, the head of the IRS gets a chauffeur now. That's in the bill.
Oh my God.
Right. That's in the bill. Like,
oh my
this
God.
Is the kind of stuff that's in the bill that's just like crammed in there that nobody ever gets to see because it just slides on through. So Lindsay can suck it.
Well, and Tom Cotton, what the hell? Like, some of the names on the list of Republicans who voted for it were not a surprise. You know what I mean? Like, it's the usual suspects, Mitt Romney, whatever. But Tom Cotton, I was so just like I was personally offended by that. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you doing? I've loved you. You know, don't.
Yeah, supported you. Yeah, we've like sang your praises. Yeah, no more. I'm done with these people. I'm done.
God, they're
like,
just
this is the
awful.
Thing. And they all, and no, you know what else they get? They get their, all of these people, all of these like, you know, Congress critters and these senators, they get their home security paid for. They get their home security systems paid for. We're paying for that. That's extra. They should be able to pay for that crap themselves. They're making upwards of $175,000 a year. We're paying these people or more. Plus bennies we give them.
Good ones.
They can't afford. You don't think that if you made a salary of $175,000 a year or more, you couldn't afford your own damn security system? I mean, put that in your personal budget. Why don't you?
If it's important to you, you budget for it.
Exactly.
This kind of crap is freaking on our dime.
Yeah.
And so they're just like, oh yeah, chauffeurs for everyone. Oh
this
my God.
This is the thing. This is the kind of stuff they're putting in these bills. So we're on top of salaries, overblown salaries, while we're broke and the border's wide ass open, they're putting this crap in these bills and the American people are just completely unaware. They're asleep. We are just asleep. We're letting this stuff happen. It's bull crap, you guys. It's got to stop. God. We have got to start holding these people accountable. So Lindsay can suck it.
Okay, so you know the other day when Zelensky spoke in front of Congress, there were, you know, there were some people that didn't stand up, didn't applaud, didn't treat him like the rock star that the Democrats were treating him like. And then there were people that just flat didn't go, like Senator Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley didn't even attend. He knew it was a photo op and he's very, very mad about how there's no accountability. There's no accounting for the money that we keep sending to Ukraine. So he was asked about that, about whether he attended or I can't remember what the exact question was, but he basically called it what it was. And then this reporter like ran off and tattled Josh Hawley's answer to Senator Coons. And then Senator Coons gets all miffed in his like weird bald way. Not that there's anything wrong with baldness, just on him, you guys, just on him.
But you know, I like bald guys.
I know. And I do too. He's just that creepy little bald guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this is just an interesting little clip. Look at this.
Go to the speech because I didn't want to be part of a photo op asking for more money from the United States government when they haven't given us a single piece of accounting on anything they spent.
Good for him.
Oh my God. He's so defensive. He's so incredible. Mad. He's like, good for him. So defensive about it. Because you know that he
don't talk bad about my boy Z.
Yeah. Wow. I love Josh Hawley.
I really do.
I like him. I do. Yeah, I hope he doesn't ever get into that hot tub and he gets too comfortable there because you know what I mean? They get comfortable. Like they start out good. They start out with good intentions. They start out good. They start out like we have high hopes for them. And then they dip their foot in the hot tub and then they're all the way in, you know? And then you're like, wah, 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 wah. We lost another one. Lost another one. You know.
David German, thank you. David German says, one bill at a time, Ron Paul was right. I am, David, you just gave me the perfect segue, the very perfect one.
Look
and
at
also,
you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're the third chick today. He's the third chick.
The reason it was a perfect segue is because I have a clip from Ron Paul's podcast. And you guys, help me out. If you know who his guest is, I don't know this fellow's name, but what he says about the distinction that, or the comparison that he draws between the amount of money that we have given Ukraine and the amount of money that is in Russia's annual military budget blew my mind like all the way wide open. So you're going to hear that. And then if you guys know who this guest is, I would love to know his name. Thank you, E-Lawler7. Thank you very much. Look at this.
What a joke. I mean, you know, even if it was an honorable effort, the Ukrainians have to defeat the Russians. Well, the odds of the Ukrainians without NATO even coming close to defending the Russians, you know, is nil.
We should remember that we have, with this $47 billion, we will have given Ukraine well over $115 billion to help them fight this war. Contrast that with Russia's entire military budget for last year, which was only $50 billion. We've given Ukraine over two times the entire military budget of Russia to fight this war, and still they're losing. So it does make you wonder where that money's going. I think when we talked about FTX and a few of these other scams, we know some people have called it a massive money laundering scheme.
God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, that is, wow. When you are... God, when you are given those numbers in that perspective, yeah, it does make everybody wonder where it's going. And I'd like some freaking receipts.
Exactly. Well, and that should not be a lot to ask for.
No.
For a ledger of expenses, a ledger of the way that our money has been spent.
Yeah.
Because it's our money. This is insane.
Because it's
our money. Does anybody know who that was? Because I'm going to show you. Yes. Joey. Okay, Joey was totally like-minded with me. Here is who I thought this guy was.
Morning, Pee-wee.
Little Francis.
That was
today's
him,
my
right?
birthday, and my father said I can have
and
anything
he just doesn't
I
age?
Want.
Good for you and your father.
Right? Yeah, is he the guy that stole Pee-wee's
I really think that was him. And if it's not him, they are so freaking related.
Oh, my God.
I hope
it's the guy who stole Pee-wee's bike. I really hope it's him.
How does he not age?
I don't know.
Was like 30 years ago.
That is remarkable.
Or more. How old is that movie? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I don't know. But that whole era. God, I miss that whole era. You remember Lawrence Fishburne was like in that whole thing? Remember? Lawrence Fishburne was part of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
And then
the chick who was the girlfriend with the really raspy voice?
Oh my God, I don't
who
know.
Who was that?
But then Lawrence Fisherman became Ike Turner. I mean, what a
that's
turn
right.
of events that became.
That's some acting right there. That's some
right.
that's some versatility going
major
on right there.
Major versatility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Curtis. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Cowboy Curtis. Oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
You can't get this kind of thing on other shows. We got Ron Paul.
Did I have that Pee-wee clip like
Cowboy Curtis
queued up, ready to go? Yes, I did.
It's like right there. Right there, you guys. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We need to also talk about what's going on in Canada because Trudeau has made an announcement about banning all kinds of guns, you guys. All kinds. I'll let you hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Justin Trudeau admitting that some of those rifles, even those used legally by hunters, will be banned.
There are some guns, yes, that we're going to have to take away from people who were using them to hunt and say, but we're going to also make sure that you're able to buy other guns from a long list of guns that are accepted.
He's such a disgusting turd.
I know. He's such a man that he's like, and the guns are scary. And we just can't have them because they're scary. And they really scare me. I cannot deal with him. God, how can anybody deal with him?
I don't know. I do not know. But I will tell you that on the list of guns, this is going to be my favorite part of today's show, you guys, because on the list of guns is apparently some one-of-a-kind relic called the Buttmaster. And
why would he want to ban that? You think he'd want that gun of all the guns? You think he'd want one of those?
And so the guy that has the Buttmaster was on Tucker last night, and they were talking about how absurd, like how surprised he was to find that this gun was on the list. He's like, "What's wrong with the Buttmaster?"
They're what is wrong with it?
And they said the word Buttmaster so many times that I was just like, you know what I mean? Because of who I am as a person.
I've never heard of a Buttmaster. I've never heard of that before.
Same. Well, that's because it's super rare. So I'll let you hear all about it. You'll even see, I think, at least a piece of it. Tucker wants one too, and I get it.
I do. I want one.
And the guy is like super fun that has him. So here's that conversation.
Causing quite a stink in Canada right now, isn't it?
So the Buttmaster, as far as I understand it, I've watched the video. I kind of want one, but I don't think they're any for sale. But the Buttmaster is a single-shot 22 long rifle with like a spring-loaded striker. It's like the most primitive zip gun like in history. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very simple, and it's, you know, it's kind of nicer than the average pin gun that's out there. But yeah, it's just one shot, and as you saw, you've got to unscrew it and screw back together. Can't talk. Screw back together, and I've actually got one right here, or the only one right here.
The only one.
That's the thing. They're banning the only one. Yeah. Yeah, the only one I've had in my possession for 23 years, and somehow it made it on the ban list, which is absurd, as you know, which is why we're talking about it.
So if they're even banning the Buttmaster, the world's only Buttmaster that really should be in the Smithsonian, and I hope it will someday be, like, how did they even know the Buttmaster exists? Who's doing their firearms research, do you think?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. You know, when I first got, somebody in Canada sent me an email, and they're like, "Oh, Mark Zerbo, you're a god. This is amazing." You know, this like master level trolling. And of course, I wasn't trolling from 23 years ago. But yeah, at first I thought, man, this is hilarious. It's awesome. But then when you look on official Canadian documentation and you see Buttmaster, and it's like, you know, how could they be so inept to do that? It's like, what staffer, you know? And it's almost like a game of Clue, you know? It's like, you know, the idiot staffer with the laptop in the cubicle, you know, that's who did it. But that's just part of it. The story has so many dimensions to it, you know, because obviously Trudeau's been saying, oh, we're getting rid of weapons of mass death and destruction. It's like, well, here's something with one shot where you get run into a room and pull it out of your prison wallet and bang away with one shot while everybody beats you to death.
I mean, I guess the good news is he's a fascist, but he's also a buffoon. And that's the self-limiting fact.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe the story?
That's craziness. That's kind of, it's so cool, though. Like that. It's really cool. But I want one. I mean,
I can't have it.
And
he apparently made it like as a joke, which is why it has the name Buttmaster.
The Buttmaster. It's the Buttmaster, you guys.
And somehow Trudeau's like, oh, we can't have that. That's a WMD.
Very, very scary. It's very, very scary, you guys.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that happened. Also in hilarious news, Nancy Pelosi decided that because the Morning Joe show with Joe and Mika is celebrating its 15th year in existence, she made a tribute video to the Morning Joe show. Here it is.
Extend warm thanks for your 15 years of invaluable work on the air. When your team speaks, America listens. Because every morning, your viewers know they can count on a smart, honest conversation about the issues that matter. Best wishes for a lovely celebration and for many more years of well-deserved success. And by the way, congratulations on having a great title, Morning Joe. Thank you.
Did she say a great title? Is that what she said?
I think so.
Her face is like, every time she talks, like if I see her on screen, it's like, it's like it's held together with like spackle and like, you know.
It's Death Becomes Her.
Yeah, she is Death Becomes Her. Talk about, she is a case study in why you don't want to F with your face.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. And like, if there's a reason you don't want to do that, ladies, it's Nancy Pelosi. She's the reason.
It's with rare, rare exception that it ends up going well later on. You know what I mean?
It's like, so
that's the thing I was trying to, like, I was saying this to you before we went on. Everyone knows that everyone is aging. Like, it's not a secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when we do age, I mean, it. There's no, I don't know why we're supposed to be ashamed of that.
Right.
You know, I know, I get it. Like, it's not fun and you get all, like, you get sleep related injuries and like things hurt for no reason.
Yeah, and you forget why you go to the kitchen and you hate younger generations. And there's all sorts of things that come with that. Right. And that's fine. But
it's
when
fine.
Things start sagging, it's fine. But if we all did it together, then you can look at your friend and go, sucks that things are sagging. You know, my boobs are down to my knees and it's fine. It's fine, right? It's fine.
That's what happens.
Yeah. But Nancy, you look at her and it's like, mm-mm.
Nobody's eyebrows do that. Like, that's not.
No,
that's not something that happens.
Here. They're not supposed to be here. She just looks wrong in every way.
I just don't know why this has become such a thing.
I don't want to normalize that.
No. Can we just stop normalizing tiger people? Like, that should not be. We're creating a new species. You know what I mean? Like, that's not okay. Okay. Yeah. So I have one video downloaded that I wanted to share because somebody sent it to us. And I thought, I was fooled at the beginning of it. I was all ready to be mad. And then there's a surprise ending of this dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's so fat.
He's not.
Oh. It's like a fur coat. Somebody bought him a fur coat. I thought he was really fat.
I was ready to be mad, you guys. I was ready to be like, how dare somebody allow their pet to get overweight and unhealthy. And then they lift off the blanket. And I was like,
so
oh, that's
fat.
Cute.
It was a very fat dog. It's a fat, fat dog.
So fat. You guys, did we mention that you should get boned if you haven't gotten
boned yet?
Oh my
God, we haven't. We didn't have any sponsors today. There's like, it's a sponsorless day except for Bone Frog.
Except they're always a sponsor, just like MyPillow. MyPillow and Bone Frog are sort of perpetual sponsors, even if they don't want to be on a particular day. Mm-hmm. We just make them because Bone Frog Coffee is the best and there you have the best service of everyone in the entire universe.
If you haven't tried it yet, you need to buy some over the holidays. Have it delivered for the new year. Definitely do that.
All right. Let's get to your whack.
Okay, you guys. You guys have all seen Christmas Vacation, right?
And if you haven't, then
what's wrong with you? Like, what? It's completely unacceptable. You have to see Christmas Vacation. Everybody knows who Cousin Eddie is, okay? So this woman, she had on her lawn, she did a display with a fake Cousin Eddie. He was like a mannequin dressed up as Cousin Eddie. He had a robe, looked like a naked kind of Cousin Eddie, but had the robe kind of sort of half open. There was a hose coming through his legs, I guess. And he had like the weird hat on. And I guess he was smoking something or whatever. I don't know. But anyways, she had this on her lawn. So one of her neighbors, who was just like this awful Karen lady, drove by and saw the display. And I guess she thought that it was a real dude. And so she called the cops.
You guys.
She called the cops on this lady and complained and said, there's a naked guy on my neighbor's lawn. And, you know, it's an inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. So the cops came to her house. And they realized that it was not, in fact, a real dude who was dressed inappropriately or naked in any way. It was a Cousin Eddie display, which I think is hilarious.
And I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to share it. But first, I just have to say, Brian Brumley, that is too generous. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, my God, Brian.
That was totally unnecessary. Very sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And Brian, thank you for your card. I don't think I thanked you for your card.
Yeah, because his was the name that we couldn't read.
It was. And I got
was like,
one.
Bria. It's from Bria.
And
Brunken.
You know what? I can actually read the one that came to my house. I could read it. I could read
Maybe
it.
Maybe he wrote yours first. And then by the time he got to mine, he was like exhausted.
He was really tired. He was like, oh, screw it. I'm done with these chicks. Oh, my God. So thank you so much. In fact, my daughter opened all of my cards yesterday and we read them together. She's like, I want to open all the cards because you know how kids are. I want to open all the things. And so she's so excited to open gifts, you guys. It's like she's out of control. So she opened all of my cards and then we read all them together and she opened yours, Brian. And so she was like, oh, this is from Brian. And so anyway, we open all your cards, you guys. Sweet. So thank you for all the cards, but thank you,
yes.
Brian.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me show you this display because it is, that's awesome.
Isn't it great?
It really is. Like, that's,
I mean, if I saw that, I would be like, this is awesome. Like, people can get into the Christmas spirit. I think that's great. So the neighbor, she said she was confused, but I kind of feel like she was just a bah humbug. How do you not know what that is?
Well, even if you don't, what about that makes you call the cops? Like, he's right. completely covered. It's not like he's exposing it. You know what I mean? Like, of course it's a robe, but like, so what?
It's funny.
Do you not ever walk around your yard less than 100% dressed? I know.
So the cops show up, and the cops, when they figure out that it's a Cousin Eddie thing, they thought it was hysterical and they took pictures with it. And this is what
they did.
Which
is so perfect.
Which is great. I love it because they got in the Christmas spirit and they took pictures with it. And they were like, we're not going to, you know, fine you or cite you for anything because this is hysterical. And I'm sorry that your neighbor is a... So, yeah. So, you know, don't call the cops on your neighbors if they have gaudy... Christmas decorations in their yard or whatever. Just let them have
fun. They'll take them down. It's just a few weeks anyway. Just everybody.
Right. Everybody calm down. Everybody simmer.
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 That's right.
And we hope you guys have a merry, merry Christmas, a safe and happy holiday, and a happy new year. And we will talk to you in 2023.
Oh, we didn't bring it in. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We have to bring it in. Yeah, we have to bring it in.
We have to bring it in so extra hard.
Bring it in.
Cash. We have to.
You want me to get cash? You may get him?
Yeah. We got to have flaps.
In. Hold on. Let me get in. Hold on.
We got to have Christmas flaps for sure. And you guys, our deep dive is going to be posted this Saturday. So there will be another show coming on Saturday. So maybe you can save that for next week. Is he here?
Okay, there's Astrid. That's Astrid. There's Astrid. Astrid wants to say hi. Come here, Cash.
Will she flap?
Oh, my God. Cash just flapped in the background.
I heard it. I heard it.
And there's Cash. See, he says hello. Okay.
Does Astrid flap? Is she going to flap?
Astrid's probably not going to flap. Everybody's
trying to give her some kisses. Abuse her.
Oh, she just flapped. Did you see? She shook a little bit.
It's a mini flap. Itty bitty flap.
She won't flap. I don't think she's... Did you hear? He flapped a little bit.
Like I did.
Oh, no, she flapped. Oh, I didn't even grab her face. See? I didn't even have to abuse her. Right? Right? She wanted to say
That's
hi.
That's perfect.
So, okay, so everybody. Aww. Oh God, you made me lose my earplug. Okay. All right. So everybody wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You guys have a great, great holiday. We love you guys.
Yes. We'll talk to you on the 3rd.
Yes. See you then. Bye, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/RADIO radio and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.